everyone. I am Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Second episode of the day.
Woo! Yeah. We're not doing How's Your Heart.
No, we're not doing Heart. But we've been bulk recording because of spring break.
Yeah. I am in the same outfit as the Nepo Baby episode. Jude changed to make me look bad.
Yeah.
But we recorded
She's
right
just
back
lazy.
To back.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Lula.
Two episodes back to back
is like the most
crazy.
Comfortable thing ever. Wait, what are you saying? Two episodes are crazy back to back. We've done that before.
I know, but like doing it, like it feels crazy now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Remember when you were like, I want to do back to back.
I know.
Back to back.
No, I agree. But I'm imagining someone listening to this episode because in the Nepo Baby one, we just gave them all the context of why we're recording in advance.
Yeah. And then someone's like tuning in right now.
We did How's Your Heart. And now we're like, no energy, not explaining anything.
Well, I have energy. So that's just you. Okay. You just are lazy. You don't change your fit. You don't want to do How's Your Heart. You're just like, you're lacking out here.
Okay, How's Your Heart, Jude?
right. My heart is vibing right now. I know. How is my heart? I'll answer this question. It's okay. Changed, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that I've become more stressed since recording the first episode because it's now getting a little late in the day. The sun is like slowly.
The sun's going down.
Yeah, and I have a lot to still get done before the end of today. I haven't done anything today, even though. Yeah, I haven't done really anything today other than record.
My heart is feeling overwhelmed by my brain's stress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that's been my theme for like the entire semester is like, I think I've been really struggling to like get in touch with my heart. It's like really a shame.
I walked into therapy the other day, yesterday, February 15th. And she was like, how are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, that's honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's all I'm going to say about my therapy session on air, but it was funny.
Did you get to any feelings?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, that's good.
We did, but it was more like loopholes. It was more like, rabbit holes. It was more like going down a rabbit hole than like emotional.
That's what mine have been recently too.
Yeah.
I've like had to like push myself physically down to like stay like centered. It's like, I'm definitely feel very like antsy and go-y here.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I know we just talked about this in the episode we recorded, but it's because it's midterm time, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, so it's my topic this week, and whenever this is coming out. And I don't really, I don't know how long this conversation is going to be, but it's been on my mind for quite a while now, and yeah, I think you'll have some interesting thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm kind of reluctant to share it because I feel like when I bring this up, it like solidifies this feeling that I've been having that I haven't really announced to anyone. So like that's scary.
Okay.
But
save space.
Yeah, I just like feel like I really miss magic. Like that's the like TLDR of this conversation. And I also find myself not wanting to go back to it, and I don't really know how to grapple with it because I actually do want to go back to it. Like I feel I just don't know how to, like, so for context, because I actually don't really talk about it that much on the pod.
True.
But like I've been doing magic since I was three. I don't even know like at all, like I know it's like assumed that people know, but I've been doing magic since I was three. It's been basically my core aspect of my identity for my entire life. I'm the magician Jude Sack, magic in a sack. Check me out, magicinasack.com. Self-promo. She not going to fist bump me? Oh, okay. She fist bumped me, guys.
I did it.
It wasn't even
bad.
A high five.
I just don't want to fist bump on self-promo.
Oh.
But
it's not your self-promo. It's Magic in a Sack.
I know. I love Magic
Get
in a Sack.
GetMagicInASack.com. Oh, holla. Okay.
He has these business cards from when he was like a little guy, and they're the cutest things
It's right
ever.
There. Yeah.
It's right there on the board behind
Jude Sack Magic in a Sack.
Okay.
But so I've been doing magic forever, and I think like since college, my relationship with it has drastically changed where like when I was taking it kind of like semi-professionally, it kind of became a party trick that I do. And I still do magic. Like if someone comes up to me and is like, can you do a magic trick? I'm happy to do magic. If they're polite about asking. Some people, like I've had some people like snap at me and like magic trick. And I'm like, bruh, like, are you
That's
kidding
crazy.
Me? That's crazy. I'm not your jester.
That's crazy.
But in general, I like doing magic for people. It's like I am doing it casually in that sense. I'm really just not creating shows, and I'm really not performing for like professionally anymore for a while. And I miss it. I really miss creating shows specifically more than, like, I miss performing because, like, I love performances, but, like, I really miss creating shows. That being said, I guess that's what I'll say, but I'm not doing it. I'm not creating shows. And I don't really think it's actually about a creative, like, block. I really think it's deeper than that. And so I don't know how to fucking deal with that.
I think you should listen to the first feeling that you shared, which is that you miss it. If I were to be like, give advice or something.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And I think not to immediately talk about myself, but I've been experiencing the same exact thing with music in a way that I'm like, I don't think I'm having a creative block at all. Like, I'm writing songs actively, but I really miss putting on a show. Like, explicitly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. Like, I miss performing it ever. And I think that, obviously, the music scene and the magic scene at Yale is very different. Like, it's they operate on very different scales and with different levels of opportunity. But you were doing magic at Yale in a show, in a constructed show form. Mm-hmm. Did you like doing that then or no?
It was fine. I really am thinking about, like, actual, like, my shows that I did in high school. Like, these, like, 20-minute close-up acts that are completely constructed from scratch. But they take years.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's my thing. Is, like, I just don't, I guess my issue, and I don't know if this relates to, like, your performance piece of, like, performing here, but it's, like, for me, it feels like for me to go back to magic, it's, like, I have to go all in. Like, it doesn't feel like there's a middle ground. And I have a lot of fucking things to do in a day-to-day operation. I don't really have time to go all in as well on magic. So it means I'm dropping something, which, like, okay. But separate from that, separate from, like, the scheduling piece, I just, like, know that if I go all in, it's going to be fucking not that fun.
Wait, so why do you think it has to be all in?
Because what, I don't really know the other, like, I don't have really a concept of an alternative. Like, I am... So I'm like, I'm performing casually. Uh-huh. I could, I guess, perform more professionally. And that would be, like, not all in. Because, like, but that doesn't sound that great to me. That's not really what I miss. What I really miss is, like, I want to construct another show. And I know what the show I think would be about. Like, I think I have that down. So it's not the creativity. But, like, to go do that, it's like, okay, well, now, like, that's a multi-year project. Like, that takes forever. That is scripting. That's coming up with the tricks. That's coming up with the messaging. Like, I did that. That just, it's a project.
Yeah.
And, oh, the lighting. I knew that was going to happen, too.
I was like, we just had a blackout.
I honestly think it's fine. Is that crazy? Is the shadow insane? I don't think the shadows are that crazy.
I can't really see the viewfinder. One of the lights just
went out. Yeah, recording too long. I honestly had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah, you said it.
Well... Okay, sorry, y'all, if you're watching and it got weird lighting. I think we should keep going,
okay,
though.
Whatever. Right? It's sunset, yeah.
It's low-key, like, kind of sus, though. It's, like, really dark. Damn. Okay, sorry. Well, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of feel stuck. I feel really stuck because I'm reluctant to, like, bring in the pressure that it would require to actually delve deep into it. And I don't really know how to do anything else. For you, it sounds like performing, like, you could schedule a performance with the people you want and kind of figure that out, maybe? No?
I mean, the pressure piece definitely comes up.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I could schedule, hypothetically, a show of my own that's not affiliated with any group, which at Yale is kind of a rogue move, I think, and is one aspect of it. Two, then I'm like, who would come? And I'm like, I don't really want to put on a show for, like, not many people to come, which I don't think would be the case. I think if I invited a lot of people, they would come, most of them. But it's, like, a lot of levels of, like, not... I don't know what I would perform.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... It's the way that you're talking about constructing a show reminds me of how I feel about constructing, like, an EP.
But yeah.
The EP that I've recorded is very specific... like, sounds and recorded with specific musicians who are men in their 50s and are not at Yale. Yeah, and I'm like, there's a lot of elements that would require, like, first creating something new to perform.
Yeah. Or, and you don't really want to do covers, right?
No. And yeah, I
that's
don't.
That's like tricks.
Yeah. And I don't, I haven't taken the time to make those.
Covers.
No, to write EPs. Songs. Okay, yeah. Okay, like to write like a series of songs that I want to perform. And I don't know. For me, I think it's more of like, I mean, I've talked about this a million times on the pod. It's interesting that you haven't talked about magic that much, because I feel like I talk about this so much where I'm like, it is the all in piece for me. Like, I know that. Like, I'm either like, that's why I work on music during the summer, because I'm like, I can't work on it and give it the energy that I want to be giving it during the school year.
Okay, so this is like, we've kind of talked about this. I don't know if you're actually going to commit to this. I don't, so I basically, it sucks. Like, for both of us. Right? Like, that's my takeaway.
But I think it's important that we both miss it. Because I don't think that's always been true.
Yeah, no, I haven't always missed it.
Sorry, I interrupted you, though. But.
No, I really do miss it. I've been going through my camera roll, and I've just been seeing how big of a part of my life it is. And I just was like, whoa. Like, everything I did outside of school work was for magic.
Yeah.
And now, nothing I do outside of school work is for magic. Like, it's just like a very insane dichotomy of like 100 to now zero. And it slowed down. It wasn't like 100
to zero. It
was
drastic.
But it was like, my proposition. So I'm like getting really sad. It's like kind of crazy. So I'm like,
we feel solemn.
Like, yeah. Maybe it was lighting. But like, yeah. It's just like crazy how quickly the biggest part of your identity can just like not be part of it anymore.
So, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like for me, when I look back on like last year and last spring specifically, when I was like really working with that band a lot, ABC, and we were performing, I feel like a lot of, because I do the same like camera roll scroll myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, I can't like decipher it emotionally, like what is attributed to what, but I know that a lot of it is missing an identity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that.
So should we just not be chasing a past self that we aren't anymore?
I don't know. That's why I'm like, I think it's important. That's why the first thing I said was that it's important to cling to the feeling that you first said of that you miss it.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's real.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think also the form can change. Like, I think maybe looking back on the pictures, at least for me, like, makes me feel like I need to be in a band doing like loud pop songs.
I have such a cool idea.
But I'm like, maybe that's not what I need. You know what I mean? Maybe that's me missing a form. I can do music in other ways. That's why I asked you if your magic has to be all in.
It feels like it.
Okay, what's your cool idea?
Wait,
or if you want to expand.
I do have a cool idea that I want to I mean, I think we kind of talked about it. Okay. There we go. Word vomit. Okay.
That was just vomit.
Okay, I'll just say the share idea. Yeah, see, this is clearly the second episode. But I guess I'll share that. She's literally laying down on the couch for a second.
I'm back.
Okay, I don't want to like pressure, but what if, I don't know if I want to do this, but I think I do. This would be fun.
Okay, go.
What if we did like a show together?
I think we should.
And I'll cook. That maybe give like a little mix. I won't like create a show. I'll just do like maybe like five of my favorite fucking magic tricks or something.
Okay.
And you'll play and we'll host it and we'll have people come.
I think that's really fun.
Just Friends with Benefits. That can be the first Just Friends with Benefits.
That's funny. And then it's also like, I mean, now it's like, is this holding us accountable? Me pointing to the camera?
No, you can say no.
No, I want to do this actively. I was going to propose this about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, I don't want to pressure you.
Well, you don't. Neither of us have to do it.
Okay.
But it sounds casual.
I think it sounds fun.
It sounds
and
more
I
casual
think
than
it's
like.
Also, like doing a shared act makes us not have to be so intense.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like an entire show that I create from scratch, or you have to be like, you could do some covers and it still be special.
Yeah, I don't
you
have to be like
Stick
here's
Season.
An album.
You should play Stick Season.
Okay.
Not me telling you all like
dude's gonna make me a
like,
playlist.
Here's your set list. It's like Noah Kahn.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good
idea.
That's
exciting.
I think
should
that would
we do
be
that
fun.
After spring break? We can talk probably. About it. Yeah, we can plan it over that. Yeah, it's not that deep. Like when I play, see in my head when I say it like that,
yep.
The planning is so much simpler.
Yeah, it's so easy. I'll just be like, I'll host at my house in my living
yeah,
room.
Yeah, and we'll choose a thing that I cook. Yeah. And like, maybe we could do pad thai.
Yeah.
And then we'll do like, I'll like pick some tricks, you pick some songs, and we'll just clap.
And then I'll be like, the end.
Okay, that's cool.
See, that's fun.
Yeah, that's a good, okay, yeah.
And again,
it's scary.
It's scary.
Because it still feels like I have to be all in. But yeah.
But it's but we can both be like the other person involved is not all in. So I don't have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that like in general, the thing that is coming up of all of this. I'm having trouble. Again. In our last episode. When are we saying things that say Siri? Also like why is Siri on my computer?
And why is it like.
Okay.
It's really confusing that that's coming up while we're recording. Like, I didn't even know a computer could continue recording.
My mom hates Siri.
Yeah.
And also, when I say it, she doesn't even show up. Okay. Apple, fix your AI. Thank you.
I don't know what we were just saying.
Me neither. Oh, the thing that I think... I don't think that this is just actually unique to like magic and like creating. Like I think that like there's a lot of different childhood activities and hobbies that kind of fall off during college and growing up.
Yeah.
And I think that's just like sad. Like cuz like I don't think it's just us. Like I know people like volunteering. I mean, I don't have my like teen council thing anymore where I teach Planned Parenthood sex ed. Like I loved that too. Like they're just like key parts of extracurricular activities that kind of like fall off as you grow up and you may get new ones.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of sad. It's sad. Honestly, it's a very sad feature of growing up in my opinion.
Hugely. One of the most sad in my opinions. I also think this is like not blaming it on Yale because I think that that's true to human experience, what you just said. But I think a facet of it because we are at Yale and like because every extracurricular is like innately competitive and exclusive, it requires you to be like all in or like commit to one bit, like commit to one identity thing.
Yep.
And not even because people don't want you to be in multiple groups, because of like the time and energy commitment. Mm-hmm. Like once when I was doing like last spring, it was like so heavily in theater.
Yep.
And I stopped writing, like songwriting, for so long. And I didn't want to at all. And I did not feel a creative block. I just like literally all of my energy was going into a different output.
Yeah. And you have school on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah. Genuinely, that like I remember my parents used to always, I think when I was a freshman or something, would always be like, being a student is your like job right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you're like filling out a form and it's like, what's your
like
job?
Status,
yeah.
Like,
and
student.
It's like student is an option.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I think that also just the way that college is like just the application to colleges is constructed. You are supposed to have at least one activity you are all in on plus 5 to 10 others.
Yeah. You're like, this is my sell factor. And then here's everything else that like, I could also try out.
You have 10 activities you list on the Common App. And like maybe you write 7, but like you're supposed to list a lot.
No. And then people submit like an extra resume.
It's crazy.
I think I did. People being me. Like I was like, this is how strung out I am. Look.
And then you look at adults. And like a lot of adults in the working life, they don't even have, like, I mean, correct me, but there's not that many times. You don't have that much time for hobbies. You have kids. Yeah. You have other responsibilities.
Yep.
So you may have one hobby, maybe two, if that. It's like, that's kind of sad because hobbies are like so important for like the, like the excitement of life. I don't know.
Hobbies should be a whole other episode, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's my, no, I think this is the issue for me right now that I'm like talking about with magic specifically, but I think it comes up also in the podcast is like I really struggle with having hobbies. All my hobbies feel like they have to be all in and they have to be like successful in however you determine that. Like it doesn't have to necessarily mean like I'm like I'm gonna be a famous magician by going all in, but like I need to be like creating the best magic I can be creating to be a magician. And like I don't know how to have balance between hobby and anything. Like I don't know what even, I don't really know what a hobby is.
Well, that's why I was like, hobby should be a whole other episode, because that's so, like, hobby versus, like, passion versus, like, side gig. Like, all these things are so interesting to me that we, like, label them so intensely. Mm-hmm. Like, a common thing in job interviews, it's like, what's your hobby? And, like, I don't really, like, what, I don't know what they want me to answer.
What would you say? That.
I don't know, because I wouldn't say music. I
think probably I'd would
take,
say the pod.
I think I'd take music. Oh,
but it doesn't feel that
I,
way.
The pod is like
but
a
it feels
job.
Like a job. I
yeah.
know.
And I take music more seriously than being a hop. Maybe I'd say like reading. But then I'm like.
But that's not what they want to hear.
Yeah. What do they want to hear?
They want to hear like music. They want to hear magic.
But I say that at the
they
front.
They want to hear a pod.
When they're like, tell me about yourself. I'm like, I'm a songwriter and I have a podcast.
I know.
And then they're like,
well, that's
what, you
that
have
my
no
comment
fucking
app.
Skills.
Yeah.
For
that's
a
what
job.
You do. Like.
yeah. Anyway.
What what?
Getting derailed. But I don't know.
Getting railed?
Derailed. Oh. The fuck? I second everything you're saying, though.
Lula is so done with me.
I have a fever.
You have a fever? Do you actually have a fever? Oh my god.
No.
Okay.
Just being dramatic.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Well.
Well, wait. No, I had another thought.
Okay.
Back
what's your
to
other
the
thought?
Balance thing. When you're like, I don't know how to balance these things. I feel like maybe it'd be helpful to think about in terms of like you have to balance your energy capacities.
I don't think that's what I really do that well.
But you have to. you
like
have
you're looking
to
at me
that.
Like you know that I don't do that well.
But you have to do that. Like
do
you
I?
Can't do everything at max capacity.
Yeah, that's true.
I do like I
my
think
brain right now though is trying to do.
I
that
I know,
here.
But I think that's why I think that's the vibe here. Like I think
yeah,
that everyone that tries to do everything at max capacity, but that's how you lose things. Like not you, but like people.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I remember when I started being like, I'm gonna make a point of like going to a practice room and songwriting for a bit. I had to commit to like doing my homework less or like less well.
Yeah.
Or like skimming readings more. Like, you know, you're like, I have to cut something out if I'm going to
no,
do magic.
Yeah.
Like you.
I can't.
Not necessarily, but like you'll have to do something
no,
a
some,
little
no,
less.
Yeah. You only have so much time in
yeah.
the day. No, I do. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that the effort has to change. And I think that's the thing I struggle with.
What do you mean?
Like, even if you're spending less time on your homework, you can still spend a lot of, like, effort on that homework and do your magic. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, uh-huh. like, for me, it's, like, just the amount of mind, space, and effort that I'd put into, like, creating a new show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'll talk about the new show that I kind of am thinking about creating, ironically, okay. is about my confusing relationship with magic.
That's good.
Like, I want to create a show about my love-hate relationship. So I think it could be therapeutic in some ways, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, and maybe I'm just not ready. Like, maybe I'm simply just not ready to create that.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely miss it. I also just don't really know where I can, like, gently put it into my life.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's already gently in my life, magic. And the only way to, like, yeah.
To like add on another layer
is like go all in,
but that's gently versus all in.
I know,
confusing.
But how? Like, I don't have any suggestions. So yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. Okay, I don't know. I like the idea of doing a Just Friends with Benefits event.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, hopefully by the time this comes out, we'll have a little bit more detail. Maybe in the description. I don't know.
Okay, because
this comes out later, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So check the description and see if we have anything if you're at Yale or want to come to Yale and have delicious food. And we have literally.
Yeah. I'm not inviting the public to my house.
I'm inviting the public to her house. So yeah, DM us.
Away.
Let us know if you're coming so we can.
Stay help. Away.
Stay away. I'm gonna totally dox you.
What if I don't invite anyone?
I'm going to totally
dox you. What if we invite one
your...
person who like we're not friends with at all? Wouldn't that be that, really like, funny?
The one listener who...
yes. So good. Okay.
Okay. Should we do a question?
Yeah, sure. I have no idea how long we've been talking.
I don't know.
Jude's whipping out the jam jar. Okay, let's see what it is.
We're answering it.
Okay, fine.
We're answering it.
Okay.
Ooh, what was your first impression of me that you never told me? Ooh, I have my answer.
I feel like I've told you my first impressions. Okay, you
this
can
is
say
crazy.
You can say it.
This is
you
crazy.
Can, since you have one.
This is crazy, you all.
Okay, you all.
I had a crush on you the first time I met you.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. But then you were a bitch to me. So then I didn't like you. But when I first saw you, I was like, ooh, she's pretty. And then...
Rizzler.
And then I gave you a piece of gum and we became friends. Mm-hmm. And then you bullied me. And that was the trajectory. And then we... No, you bullied me before... That was the trajectory. We became friends in Spanish class. So before, yeah. The first time I saw you, I was like, oh, she's pretty. I have a little crush on her. And then you bullied me and you lost me.
That's interesting.
You could have had me, Lula. That's you could have had me, but you were just mean.
I feel like most people, not that I was trying to do this, but I feel like a lot
most
of
people had a crush on you.
No, I think most people find bullying flirtatious.
Well, not the way you bullied
okay,
me.
Okay, sorry. I was just being rude.
I just like went up to my room to cry. Just, like,
no, you didn't. No, I didn't. Wait, no. I don't know what my first impression was of you at all. Let me think about
it. Wait, can we just like quickly dwell back on this? Because uh-huh. We've talked about this. But the fact that like people are like platonic friendship can't exist. But like it can't exist if you don't talk. Like we've talked about this. You know yeah. what I mean? Like I don't know. But we've talked about this at dinner. Like the idea of like platonic friendship being like just the steady state, I don't think is actually possible. But I think it can is a completely achievable state of friendship. Does that make sense?
I
no,
get what you're
bad
saying.
Words.
Well, I explain, bad words, explain. But I think you're saying that like relationships exist on the spectrum.
Yeah, and
in
like,
so many words.
Yeah, and
right?
like, well, yeah, sure, but I feel like that's too broad. I'm like,
well, like a lot of the lines are blurred between like platonic and like romantic.
We must have thought about it.
Yeah,
because we're such platonic friendships that like there
oh,
must
like,
have
we're
been
so sure that we're not romantic.
But there must have been a time
a
where we thought about it. Yes.
It was a question and we decided no.
No, exactly.
Yes,
and that's different than different than like when people are like guys and girls can't be friends at all.
Yeah. Okay.
You're
wow.
gonna be like, well, you
I don't know what my first like I don't know I thought you were annoying probably. I told you that though. Not really annoying.
I don't even remember.
But I thought
what
that
I did.
You were
what
like,
was I doing?
You were just like in my business for some reason.
Yeah, I was pressing you.
I don't know why. That's why I was like,
can
that's
I do
a
math?
Weird that's okay. thing to say. That's a weird thing. But what were we even talking about?
I don't know.
If you haven't listened to the very first episode of the pod,
honestly,
you'll
such
hear
a fun,
our story.
Such a fun episode. I wish yeah. we could tell that story again, but I don't even really remember it other than...
Me neither. I bet if we listened to it, we'd realize what our first impression... Or I would realize what my first impression was.
Yeah, I just told you, man. But you said you were going to answer. You have to answer.
No,
well,
I know. I can't cop out, but I'm trying to think of... I didn't really think you were annoying, but I was just like, probably like he's talking super fast. Probably
yeah,
was one of
true.
My first impressions.
That's true.
I'm trying to think if you like told a story or something.
I don't think I did.
Like if you did one of your like icebreaker. No, literally. Like if you did like a game.
I just try and get you to play ninja.
I don't know. I definitely thought you were very like energizing. Like I remember being like, I appreciate someone is like enthusiastic right now.
Okay.
Because I think it was like nighttime and it was like outside Durfee.
Wait,
right?
I totally remember it as daytime outside Durfee.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. I'll that's the crazy
you.
Thing about memory is
I know.
No one's right.
No one can actually remember anything. I mean, I can't remember the names of any single person.
Wait, yeah,
I
you
brought
have
up
literally no
whole
memory.
I mean, a
that's
whole
a new. That's like a new development.
I don't know
too.
What's going on with it.
It used to be like our words were jumbled. Both of ours, now mine are just jumbled, but you just really do not have a memory.
Sorry.
Pobrecita.
Wait, I wish I could think of something better.
Yeah, me too, because that was lame.
But
I had such a good
thing.
I had such a good answer.
That's a really big reveal.
And you never known that. I was waiting for something like that. Loki.
I've actually never, but did you remember that? That was your first impression of me?
Like, I don't walk around and be like, oh, the first time, but the first, no. But it's a good answer.
It is a really good answer.
I made it up. I'm kidding.
Annoying. First yeah. impression was correct.
Little brother.
No, I never thought little brother, for sure. That I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's like what I see.
Yeah, because you have an older sister, but yeah. I don't have a younger brother,
you know, like
so
the,
that never
you
comes
know,
to mind.
It doesn't really work because I'm like significantly taller than you, but you know like the like image of like the older sister putting like her head, like her
yes.
hand? That's the vibe I get in our relationship. Like
but
when
I'm like this with my hand
your
completely
hands out,
vertical.
Like strong arming me and I'm like chasing, trying to hit you.
I probably what? Thought you were tall. I'm trying to think
this
of first impressions.
No, you lost. You answered. You honestly should answer a different question, but you won't.
Wait, give me a different one.
Why?
Because you want me to do a
different one?
One.
But then we're going to have like a whole other conversation.
Okay,
let's
fine.
Save it. Let's save it.
Wait,
you just had a
I
shitty answer.
I want to think of something better.
Lula sucks.
Let me make something up for the pod.
Yeah, make something up.
I was probably like, is he gay or straight?
Good question.
Not even kidding. No, I probably question. Definitely was like, what's his sexuality?
Did you think that or do you think is he gay?
I have no idea.
It's a different question.
I don't remember.
Does he?
Yeah, I know you're saying something insane.
I bit my tongue.
I honestly, actually, I think when you gave, I think in our first Spanish class, I probably was thinking if you had a crush on me.
Oh, when I gave you a piece of gum?
Yeah, because you gave me gum and we had that whole bit with the pencil.
The pencil.
Where you left behind this super fancy pencil.
I left it behind?
And I gave it. Well, I was like, you forgot your really fancy pencil. And see, you were like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I was like, that's a weird similarity we have. And yeah. You convinced me to get an iPad on the first day that we met. And I was like, this person's really invested in my life so far. Yeah. And so I'm like, maybe he has a crush on
me. Yeah, no, yeah. I was just helping a friend out then at that point.
Okay.
Because then I called you and then you got really mad at me. Yeah. Why are we rehashing the entire
episode? Wait, when did you call me?
We FaceTimed that like later, that like early on. And I was like, by the way, I'm not in our Spanish class anymore.
Oh, that was fucked up. I remember that. And I was like, this is a person who games the system. I don't like it. But
what
that wasn't
talking
a,
about.
That wasn't a first impression.
No.
When
we
you
were
convinced
friends by
them that you were like a fluent Spanish speaker. That's annoying.
Que horror. Yo hablo español. We should do an episode in Spanish and see how that goes.
Okay, let's hang up the phone.
That's it. Okay, that was fun. I guess that was a good question.
Okay,
thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.